If you're a regular listener, you know we love our three spirit drinks.
They are the non-alcoholic spirit drinks that are taking the world by storm.
Three Spirit is a range of three distinct drinks, each with its own unique flavor and effect.
The Livener is a refreshing and invigorating drink that is perfect for starting your day or night.
The Social Elixir is a smooth and sophisticated drink that's perfect for sharing with friends.
And the Nightcap is a calming and relaxing drink that's perfect for winding down before bed.
All three drinks are made with plant-based ingredients and are free from alcohol, gluten, and sugar. They are also vegan and ethically sourced.
So, whether you're looking for a delicious and refreshing drink to enjoy on its own, or a sophisticated non-alcoholic alternative to cocktails, Three Spirit is the perfect choice for you.
Try Three Spirit today and discover the difference. Visit us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
Cheers!
That was the best one yet. Oh, gosh darn it.
What?
Excuse my language.
Easy there. Kids listen to this.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
It shouldn't be.
No.
I'm not judging you, but if you are having kids listen to this show.
Then you're way cooler than my parents.
Preach. Yeah, I was just going to say, then your kids are probably living their best lives.
Friends, and welcome to the Activity Continues podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Amy.
And I'm Megan. Thanks for joining us again. This week, we're doing things a little differently, though, than we normally do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week we talked about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, well, today is Monday, mm-hmm. the 19th, as we're recording this, and you won't hear this until
Friday,
the 20, what is that, second. Third?
Third. Is 30, what I 20. Said, 23rd. Okay. Numbers.
And yesterday, Megan and I and a couple of other friends mm-hmm. went to see a psychic, which we I think we had sure mentioned. Did. It finally happened.
Yep.
There were no hiccups on the way, unless you want to count stopping at Caribou and having to wait like 40 minutes for
oh my God. I legit,
a pumpkin latte.
Amy sent me a message because she went in because the drive-thru was really busy. And we were like, you know what? Let's work smarter, not harder.
That's right.
If we go in, it'll take less time.
Yep.
And then it was like, she wasn't coming out because I was in the car with my son because we were dropping him off at his grandparents. And I hear you're not supposed to leave kids in cars. So I stayed I've in heard. The car with him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, where? And of course, I had to give him my phone so he could watch airplanes taking off. So I had nothing to do.
Oh, funny.
And I'm just like, where is Amy? Did she get lost? And then I guess our drinks got lost because I was like, are they like milking the cows?
Yeah.
Like, what is taking so long?
Yeah. I texted Megan and I'm like, I think they're squeezing the pumpkins.
Because mm-hmm, I got a pumpkin spice latte because yeah. I am a basic bitch.
Basic bitch. You're basic. So, yeah, so it's taken a while. And mine came out right away. But then I'm standing there and I'm like, you know, still sticking my head like in the window area so they don't think I got what I needed and I should be out of there. And they put something else up in the window. On the counter. And they said something, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is that? And she read it again. And I said, oh, okay, that's not me. This other girl came and picked it up. And she said, what are you waiting for? And I said, a large hot pumpkin latte.
Spice latte, yep.
And she goes, oh, that must have gotten lost or something. I'm really sorry. I'll make it for you right now. if she hadn't said anything, if I hadn't been like,
what is that?
Basically twiddling my thumbs at the thing, I would have been there all fucking day. I'd still be there.
And we would have missed the psychic.
I know. So whatever. I don't know. Caribou in whatever city we were in. Somewhere between here and Iowa.
Actually, it was somewhere between here and Wisconsin.
Okay.
Because it was east.
Oh, right.
Okay, we have reached a new low. If I'm the one giving the directions, you guys, because... Well,
you drive more than I do.
That doesn't mean anything.
And you know that area, sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
I don't. I felt like I was on a road trip to another state. And like they have the signs coming up for like food and gas coming up. I'm like, we should have brought snacks. We're on a road trip.
Amy's like, should we stop and like buy a bunch of snacks? Like we're 10-year-olds with $100.
Souvenirs. Like, we want souvenirs.
Yes, we should. Even though we live a block away from here.
Oh, come on. Like, it was a good.
Megan, what are you doing?
This is a good 30 minutes.
You've been here. Yeah. Okay. That we're not including the caribou time.
Right.
That would be an hour.
Add an hour to it.
So long.
I know.
And my son had my phone. So what am I supposed to do? Just like stare at the window? Like entertain myself? What is this? 1850?
Right.
Oh, should I get out some yarn and maybe darn a sock? I don't know.
Okay. You don't darn a sock with yarn, but okay.
I thought you did.
No, it's a special thread that's really thick.
Okay.
I suppose if you had a fully wool sock that had been knitted before, you could fix it with knitting. But no, my grandma taught me how to darn a sock.
Did she?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. It's weird. You basically make material by like sewing lines one way and then again cross the other way.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So isn't it just like sewing a sock then?
Yeah, but you don't sew like the two pieces together because usually there's a hole in the sock.
Yeah.
So you're not going to sew the two pieces together. You're making more material in between.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at that. I learned something new about darning socks that I did not know this morning.
Good. Glad it could help.
This has been a good
thing. It pays to be friends with old people.
You are not. Today I drink milk because I've had heartburn all fucking day.
Oh. It sucks.
Yeah. And I was at my desk at work just fucking drinking Pepto-Bismol like it's water.
Does Pepto-Bismol help you for heartburn?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
It doesn't do anything for me. I have to take Prilosec or
OTC.
Yeah.
Prilosec. Which stands for over-the-counter.
Over-the-counter.
Listen, it's not every day you get the genius mind that is me. And then I also got Boost because I wanted something chocolatey.
Oh. I was going to say that looked like a Yoo-hoo.
You know, I've never had Yoo-hoo.
I don't think I have either. It's like an old folks drink. But so is Boost. To Greg's mom drinks.
I mean, I'm literally drinking milk and Boost. I don't know how much older you want me to drink.
Well, I'll tell you what. I always used to think it was funny in college. We used to go to the McDonald's down by the U, and there were always old people there at lunchtime who would order a coffee and a cheeseburger. And I was like, that is a typical old person meal, is a coffee and a cheeseburger. And now occasionally when we go out to dinner or lunch, especially if it's on the weekend and it's brunchy time, Greg will order coffee. And then I'm like, he'll go, I can't decide if I'm getting lunch or breakfast. And I'm like, well, you got coffee.
That's a breakfast thing.
It's breakfast.
Yeah.
And he will get a burger.
A cheeseburger.
And so I tease him all the time about.
Full circle.
I'm like, you're definitely older than me, even though he's younger than me. You're older than me if you're ordering coffee and a cheeseburger.
All right. I'm being really innovative, and I just combined the Boost with my milk.
Look at you. Almost looks like a rebel.
Well, that's what I am when I combine them.
I'm
a rebel. See what I did?
See. Here we go.
Full circle, everybody.
Oh, boy. All right. Should we get started so we can?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh, sure.
Keep all this comedy gold in the show. So, anyway, we thought that because we all have a lot of shit going on right now, that I did not cover an episode of the Dead Files for today. Mm-hmm. So we are not doing that. We are just going to talk about the psychic and what we experienced and kind of what it was like and some stuff, if anything comes up surrounding that, stories around that or whatever.
Yes.
We will talk about that. I do want to talk about a couple of things podcast related.
Okay.
Patreon, we've talked about that before being a little bit of a nightmare. So I started us a Ko-fi account, Ko-fi. And it's basically, it's very similar to Patreon. You can do tiers. You know how Patreon had those different tiers? I didn't. I just kept it all the same. But it is $5 a month. But they don't take any, they don't take any of it. Like Patreon takes like 12%. And then when you want to get paid out, you have to pay out the company that, that transfers the money from Patreon to your...
So there's another cut.
So there's another cut. Yeah. So everybody needs their little piece,
of the pie.
Yep. So, so it's nice that Ko-fi doesn't take any of the money because there's enough gouged anyway. Milestones. I don't think we have any real milestones, although we are very close to 1,000 Instagram followers.
So close.
And we would be there, except that recently people have been dropping off. And I don't know if it's sometimes it's because like the person who followed you is not actually a real person. They're a robot or whatever. Oh. And they get caught. And so they're account goes
disabled,
away.
Disabled,
Yeah. And I do have an app that tells me when people unfollow, but it's kind of jacked up and it doesn't, it's not always real.
Yeah.
Because usually when I see that somebody unfollowed us, I will go and return the favor because I feel like it's a real dick move to follow somebody just to get them to follow you and then they
unfollow them. Yeah.
So if they do that to us, then I just unfollow them too.
Good.
However,
that you can play that game.
That's right. I'm a petty bitch.
Word. You're a petty bitch and I'm a basic bitch. Two bitches. I love it.
That's right. So, yeah, we would have had if we hadn't lost a few, but and like I said, they might have all been bots. I don't know. But anyway, our partner.
I would hope so because real people would not unfollow us.
Well, I would hope not, but a couple of them were podcasts and I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah.
I, you know, if a podcast follows us, I will follow them back. I don't care if it's related. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to help support. We support each other.
Right.
And then for them to turn around and unfollow us? Fuck
not
that.
Not cool, dude.
Not cool at all.
No.
So.
Bruh, what you doing?
Yeah. Oh, man. So anyway, one podcast that does follow us and will probably never unfollow us.
No.
Because they're awesome.
Totes.
Is The Nightcap. And we've talked about this one before. Creepy, creepy voice.
Yes. So don't listen before bed.
Yeah.
Because eek.
Yeah. It might freak you out a little bit.
Yeah.
They're on hiatus right now, but they're coming back in October. And I just wanted to give them a little shout out and say this is a good time for you to go and catch up on older episodes before their new season starts.
I was just going to say perfect time to catch up while they... Yeah. Take a little break.
Yeah. And then now we are allowed to talk about the topic for our Halloween special, which is this collab with the Boo Pod Network, the other people in the Boo Pod Network, which The Nightcap is one of them. And so if you saw any of our social medias, you know that we are covering, do you want to say it, Megan?
The Bridgewater Triangle.
Yep.
I sent my cousin a message. She lives in Massachusetts.
Oh.
For the last 20 years.
Wow.
She lives in Boston.
Wow.
And I said, hey, have you heard of the Bridgewater Triangle? And she said, no. And I said, what have you been doing with your life?
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm like.
Crazy.
I know.
Well, yeah. It's this spot area in Massachusetts that is. Crazy with activity. Active.
It's sort of like, it's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, but over land and not water.
It's land. Yeah. And but things don't go missing or anything, but it
has. No, but there's a lot of spooky shit.
Yeah.
They have. A lot of spooky
there's
shit.
There's a lot of paranormal stuff. There
UFOs.
There are cryptids. There's like big feet. Big feeties. Yeah. Do we want to say which one we're covering, or should we keep that a secret?
Let's keep it a secret for now.
Okay.
Maybe
we can
talk
about it next week or something.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be sometime in the middle of October. Mm-hmm. Because P.S. we're still researching it. It's going to be a little bit before we're ready to talk about it. But it is creepy. And it has another aspect to it that I think you and I are both going to find.
Okay.
Very interesting, potentially maddening.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Which reminds me, and this will give it away a little bit, I heard today that Adnan Syed is free.
Yes.
Yes,
he is.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he is free after 23 years of being behind bars.
He was a child.
I know.
He grew up in prison. Whether it's conspiracy or whether it's lying or whether it's just shitty police work or shitty lawyer work. We know it's shitty lawyer work.
Yeah.
But I want to know what the evidence is, because I haven't heard that yet. I know there's some extra evidence that would have cleared him if they had used it.
Allowed it. Yeah.
Yeah. His lawyer was a piece of shit. And I can say that because she's passed on now. She can't hear me. Well, maybe she can.
We just came from the psychic, Amy. What is happening?
So the content warning I have on this is just that, you know, we talk about
dead people
who died. So,
yeah. Oh, one last thing in case you guys missed it at the top. The next few episodes are not going to be about the dead files. We're changing up a little bit because, like Amy said, we have a lot of stuff going on. And so we just, between that and interviews and life, we just don't have time to do it all. So the next few episodes, at least this one and the following one, will not be recaps.
Correct.
But it's still going to be hilarious. So
we're still going to have a good time.
We always have a good time.
Yeah. So the next episode after this one, the hope is that it will be an interview with Lance, who was
Last Bance tonight.
Oh, I'm glad we got a song in early.
It's cute that if you think that's the only song I'll be doing.
Okay.
Anyway. So it'll be, the next interview will be Lance, who was in the episode I believe I covered a couple ones ago with the house was haunted.
Oh, that one with the ghosts? I think I saw that one.
Yeah, you know, there was a murder, I think.
Hell in the Heartland, it was called.
And was that in Concrete, Washington?
Oh, I didn't put the city on my notes. Yes. Yes. Yeah, No. That's the one that was in.
He's the one that has the three girls.
One that was in Missouri, and we said Mississippi.
Oh, that's right.
But it was
Missouri. He had the three girls.
Yeah.
They interviewed all three of them.
Yeah.
So, yes, we'll be talking to him. So it'll be really exciting because he's been on the show, obviously, so he can kind of talk to us about his experience on the show and hopefully give us some inside scoop into what they talk about that they cut. Because
I would be really curious about that, because I'd heard from someone else that there was like many, many hours of reveal.
Yes.
And they, you know, they cut it all down to like 5-7 minutes or something.
Right.
So I would like to know other stuff. And I would like to know other things that maybe Amy suggested for them to do.
Right.
And how things are going now and all of that.
Yeah. So stay tuned for some insider scoop.
Yep.
So it'll be very exciting. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I am too. That'll be, if it's not the next episode, it'll be the next. I mean, if it's not next week, it'll be the next episode. Mm-hmm. There's a chance we're going to have to take a little break, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We got some family shit going on that we don't know what's going to happen. So,
yep.
Anyway,
We're just going day by day.
Plugging all along. Right. Flying so by the seat of our pants.
Let's go. I'm not wearing pants. Just kidding. I am. Just kidding. I've got pants on.
Okay, good.
Unleash the power of stories anywhere, anytime with Audible. Immerse yourself in gripping stories, insightful knowledge, and captivating characters anytime, anywhere. Audible is your library on the go. With hundreds of thousands of titles across every genre, there's a world of reading waiting for your ears. Listen while you cook, clean, or commute. Free your eyes to conquer your day, all while feeding your mind. Start your 30-day free trial today and discover the joy of listening. Go to audibletrial.com/TAC. That stands for The Activity Continues. With your free 30-day trial, you get two credits if you're a Prime member, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. You get the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals. Listen all you want, no credits needed. Again, that is audibletrial.com/TAC.
Hey everyone, we want to welcome our new sponsor, Gobble. As you know, life can get pretty hectic. Between work, errands, and family time, who always has the energy to plan, shop for, and cook delicious meals every night? That's where Gobble comes in. It's a meal kit service that takes the stress and guesswork out of dinner.
I used to dread the what's for dinner question every night. Gobble has been a game changer. They deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipe cards right to your door.
Exactly. No more last-minute grocery runs or scrambling for inspiration. Plus, the recipes are incredibly diverse. From healthy options to comfort food classics, there's something for everyone.
And let's not forget that cooking together can be a fun family activity. Gobble's recipes are simple enough to involve everyone in the kitchen, even the little ones.
So if you're looking for a way to make delicious, stress-free meals that the whole family will love, head over to the link in the show notes or on our website to get your first 6 meals for $36.
Gobble.
Make dinner amazing.
Greetings, friends. Do you have a taste for the unknown? Are your days plagued with thoughts of the strange and morbid? Has your bloodlust for knowledge of the most sadistic killers that has ever walked the earth ever been satisfied? If not, then I'm here to help. Welcome to the Nightcap, where nothing is taboo and the topics are always fresh. Join me by the fire on the first of every month for tales of terror and stories of the sadistic. Learn why your neighbor might be hiding a horrible secret, or if that conspiracy theory you thought was false turned out to be real. Whatever your dark desire, I have what you need. You can find me on Spotify, Radio Public, and Anchor, with more ways to listen coming soon. Without further ado, be safe, stay curious, and now, back to your program.
Okay, so talking about the psychic, Amy, what did you expect going in?
Well, I really didn't know what to expect because for some reason I had in my head that a psychic was somebody who would tell you your future.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know, I mean, sure, what's in my future, but I wasn't thinking that she was going to be like connecting us to loved ones. And I was going to prepare a bunch of questions and then I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my own damn fault for not looking into it or asking. Other Amy is the one who set this whole thing up for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I certainly could have asked her, you know, what to expect, but I didn't. And so I didn't, I had no idea. And so I was a little bit floored in a good way.
I wonder if we're calling her wrong. Like, I think she's more of a medium.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, the questions that I had, you know, that I originally had in my head were like, and I looked at him and I was like, no, that's more like for a medium, not for a psychic. And so I went in thinking I didn't have any questions. And it turns out I did have questions.
Yes.
And so did you.
Yeah.
So what were you expecting? Did you know more?
I honestly had no expectations because I wanted to go in with no preconceived notions. I went in, you know, I didn't go in thinking that I would believe everything she said. I went in kind of like a skeptic, open mind. I'm not going to go in there and everything she says, I'm just going to be like, oh my God, that is so accurate. Even if it's like not even on the same realm.
Right.
So I went in there, you know, hoping that some stuff would be accurate, but I was not going in there. Like I said, I didn't have any expectations.
Okay, cool.
Other than to just enjoy it and see what happens.
Yeah. What did you find the most surprising?
What did I find the most surprising? I guess just how normal the room looked. Yeah, like it literally, the lights were dim, but there was some really comfortable chairs, you know, pictures on the wall. There was like these glass balls with kind of hanging fairies in them. Like it was very normal looking.
Well, and it's in like a suburban area.
Yeah, like a little, like a little.
And it's like almost a strip mall.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of like, I want to say it's like 90s built strip mall type of thing where it's like office. It's not a mall that you walk through, but it's like office, 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 all connected. And it's all, they're all like that Menards wood.
Yep.
And it just felt, it was also new. Like, I would have expected a psychic to be in like an old Victorian mansion or something, you know, and it seemed so weird for it to be in like,
it was so suburban, modern.
And
I don't mean modern, like electricity, like obviously, you know, I know she was going to have electricity,
it did have electricity.
It just, like it was, you know, and maybe this is just the media and, you know, Hollywood kind of imparting their ideas on us on what a psychic or medium should be. But it was so, like, you walked in and it was a really pretty office that she had. And she
really
had
cute
water and jewelry for sale, a beautiful fountain, crystals everywhere, like so welcoming. You just walked in and you felt safe and you felt welcome. And, you know, it wasn't like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? This is just going to be a malarkey. No, it was, and she was oh my gosh, she was so sweet.
She was.
She and even really when sweet. She was doing the reading, she was very, her voice was very soft and warm and, you know, welcoming and just very soothing almost.
Yeah, she was really sweet. I liked her a lot. Okay, let's see what else we got here.
What did you find the most unsettling?
Yeah, that's the, I came up with these questions and that's the one I didn't answer.
Okay, I'll answer it while you think of an answer.
Okay.
So she would, before she would, you know, do a reading, she would kind of pause and like look away. And you could like see that she was hearing something. And then she'd be like, okay. And like she was saying okay to somebody else, like, oh, okay. And then do the reading.
Got so it. I'll replay that.
Yes. Yes. Like that to me was very, like, again, I don't know what I expected, you know, for her to be like, oh. But she didn't do that. And then I will say she did tell us all we light up a room, which.
We're goners.
That's it for us.
I missed that. I mean, I know she said it. Now that you say that, I remember her saying it, but it did not strike me that way at the time.
Instantly, I was like, and we're dead. We're all dead.
Well, the first thing she said, well, not the first, but once we started and we were all sitting there and, you know, hanging on her every word, she said that this is not our first lifetime together, all of us. And like one of the women we had just met had 10 seconds before we sat down.
She was running late. And she literally came in and like a minute later we started the reading.
And then this woman says that we're all here together for a reason and that this is not our first lifetime and this is not our first lifetime together. Which
Blew my mind.
Kind of blew my mind. And then Amy said, that doesn't surprise me. And then she said that you and I are soul sisters.
Yes, she did say that.
Which I thought was
and
really cool.
That didn't surprise me, yeah. Honestly.
No, that didn't surprise me either.
No, because no. We've clicked from...
From day one.
Day one.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost. So we must have been Thelma and Louise in another life or something.
Obviously, yeah. So that was really, yeah, it was, yeah. It was just... And I asked her, you know, how do you get your messages? Like... Mm-hmm. Are they visual? Like, do you see somebody talking to you? Do you hear it? Do you, you know, how does it? And she said it's kind of telepathic, which makes sense because that's when she would like look off to the side and, yep. You know, get those messages and then relay them. So.
And she did say that sometimes she said, I'm looking off to the side because sometimes I do see something.
Yeah.
She's seeing mm-hmm. somebody there.
Yeah.
So. Did you know who was going to join us spiritually?
I was hoping my dad's grandma would because when she passed, it
your
was
dad's
really,
mom, you mean?
Yeah, my dad's mom. What yeah. did I say?
Okay. Grandma.
No, my dad's mom.
Yeah.
When she passed, it was really hard for me because I was in the Middle East and it was 5 days before her 90th birthday. And I really think she planned it that way because everybody was there except me. I mean, all of her kids, yeah. grandkids, they'd yeah. all cousins, they'd all come for this really big party that she was having mm-hmm. that we were, you know, throwing for her.
Right.
But I was in the Middle East. And so that was tough because, yeah. you know, you look back as a kid and I was just such a, you know, you don't want to spend time with your grandparents, mm-hmm. you know? And now I look back and I wish I would have spent every minute I could have with her because
yeah.
you don't realize that one day they'll be gone.
Yeah. And people will tell you that, but
it doesn't
do anything, you know, until it happens.
And I know, you know, she was 90, so it's not like she flipped her vet, you know, but it's still, I feel guilty when I miss her because it's like how, like, you know, she lived a great life. She had amazing kids, you know, grandkids up the wazoo, great grandkids at this point, you know, and it's just like, you know, I feel bad when I miss her because she was old, but she was just such an amazing woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cry.
That's all right.
So I was hoping she visited.
Well, she said she was there.
She said
right?
she was there.
She just was kind of in the background watching.
Yes. Yes, which to me was the person that she said was really prominent was very shocking to me because she said it was my mom's mom.
Yeah.
Who passed away before my parents got married. And my parents got married a long time ago.
Wow.
They've been married almost 50 years. And so when she said that yeah. to me was really surprising. But then she followed it up with.
Yep.
The reason she's around you so much is she was your mother in another life.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts. And I didn't even think to ask her this. I wish I would have. But for those of you who don't know, I'm adopted. And so I wondered if the reason I was put with my mom is because her mom was my mom in another life. And so mm-hmm. did she make that happen from the other side? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so it was... That was something interesting that I wish I would have thought of.
Yeah.
What about you?
Once I realized that that she was going to be bringing in mm-hmm. or opening up to allowing our loved ones to come, I was pretty sure my dad was going to show up.
Yeah.
Because my dad, his whole life had told me that when he dies, he's going to find a way to talk to me and tell me what it's like on the other side.
I love that.
Yeah. And he passed away in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any evidence or anything of him showing
right.
up.
Right.
And just.
Well, that you're aware of.
That I'm aware
that
of.
You've acknowledged.
Right. Right. Right.
But
like,
she did
never
mention.
Did I see anything where I was like, mm-hmm. oh, that was my dad.
That's your dad. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I never had anything like that. I just never. And in fact, maybe a month or two ago, I actually kind of like was laying in bed trying to sleep and doing a meditation thing. And I kind of like said, not out loud, but in my head, well, Dad, I guess there wasn't a way for you to come say anything to me because I didn't.
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't heard anything. Maybe there isn't a way, or maybe you forgot, or maybe you're busy or whatever.
You're busy. Yeah.
It's real busy.
Playing craps over there.
Right. Right. Oh, he'd be doing a vaudeville show or something like that. but yeah, so I was not surprised that he showed up. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that he showed up without any prompting from mm-hmm. me, you know, I didn't say a word as right. Jenny was going around the circle and saying, your grandmother's here and your grandmother's mm-hmm. here and your aunt, whatever is here. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about a bunch of other stuff. And then she looked at me and she said, I keep getting this father figure. Did your father pass? And I said, yes. And she said, yep, he's here. And then he must have been talking to her because she started laughing and she's like, oh, my God, he's relentless. And, yeah. you know, and that he has a quirky sense of humor and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So, I mean, she.
And the thing that got me about that is when she mentioned like his transition was hard.
Yes.
Because I remember it was.
Yes.
It was.
And how
really
would she
hard.
Know that?
Right. Right.
And
so that's what kind of gave me a little bit of credence.
Yeah.
With other, like, to be fair, I really don't feel like anything she said to me mm-hmm. resonated.
Okay.
I don't feel like.
How about your hand tingling?
That. Yeah. Okay. That resonated. But nothing else. Like, you know, I didn't get her when she said something. I wasn't like, oh, my God, that's like, yes, I completely agree with that. So that's just me. But yeah. when she said that about you, uh-huh. about your dad,
yeah.
and then later when she said, I'm seeing a lot of kids around you, I yeah. instantly was like, yes, because you used to be a preschool teacher.
I used to be a preschool teacher. And I am like, not a kid person right now.
No,
I don't. There's
not.
No children around me. Mm-mm. I've met Megan's kid once, and that was yesterday.
No.
And yeah. I just, you know, I don't know any kids. Mm-mm. But I used to be a preschool teacher. And then when she said there's all these kids around me, I was like, oh, my God, that was it. Lifetime ago.
Yeah. But instantly that's when I was like, she's got Amy because
yeah,
yeah that those two things, it was like that is spot on for Amy.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, and then when she said she saw a dog around me, I was like,
yeah. And I'm like, are you sure that's not my dog?
I know that literally anybody else in the circle, they're all dog people.
Yeah.
Give me a cat. I don't want a dog.
Yeah. We did talk a lot about dogs because the other two girls had a lot of dog questions.
Oh, Amy and Kelly, they both have amazing dogs. They breed mm-hmm. their dogs very, what's the word I'm looking for? Ethically.
Yeah.
They don't like they vet out the people who are taking their puppies. Yeah. And so, yeah, when they're very, very into dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I'm like, can we get a cat maybe? It's not a dog.
Well, and the other thing, back to my dad for a sec. I wanted to make sure I noted this, that when she said you were really good at reading him, before he passed, he had a stroke, we mm-hmm. think, of some kind, and he was nonverbal. And mm-hmm. so for the last month or so before he died, he was nonverbal. And there were times when I would go see him and he would look at me and we'd lock eyes. And I felt like he was saying, get me out of here. I just want to go. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know, like I think I mentioned last week, he used to say, I'm ready. I'm mm-hmm. ready mm-hmm. to go whenever it's time to go. I'm not scared. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go whenever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think when he was a little more not able to take care of himself. He was in a wheelchair and he couldn't speak, which if you ever knew my dad, he yeah. needed to be the center of attention and talking all the time.
Well, for Pete's sake, he had a radio show and
TV show. And he ran a senior theater and
yeah,
you know, he was just that kind of person.
He wasn't one to sit on the sidelines and let other people do stuff.
Right.
I know, I only met him. I think I honestly met him that one time.
Oh, just the one time we went to brunch?
Yeah, we went to brunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting that she said that, that I read him well mm-hmm. and helped make his transition easier, which,
good.
Which was nice. That was nice to hear.
See, but then
Go ahead. I was just going to say, and then I was shocked that, one of my aunts showed up.
I know.
Because I could have given you a list of 30 people that I think would have shown up in that room and she wouldn't have been on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there.
Yeah.
And like, you know how Greg, the skeptic, Greg, my husband, said the
SG
day
for sure.
as I was SG, as I was leaving, he's like, well, have fun. I'm sure she spent all day Googling you. And, you know, and then when she, you know, the my dad thing happened and I was like, well, she certainly could have found that if she found my Facebook page. Although my last name on Facebook is different than my mm-hmm. dad's last name.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been too hard to figure it out, but there is nowhere in any of my social media
about
any
Margaret.
Of my blog, anything that
I didn't even
she
know
would
about
have
her.
Known about. Yeah, that she would have known.
I mean,
about
not that
aunt.
I know about your entire family, but if the, I feel like if this was somebody that could be found by Googling, we would have spoken about her in the 8 years that we've been friends, seven years we've been friends.
Right. Right. So that was a surprise. I was like, what? And it couldn't have been a different aunt or something because she I only have the. One aunt mm-hmm. on my mom's side. I have an aunt mm-hmm. on my dad's side who passed away, but she's very different.
And she said your mom's side.
She said it was on my mom's side. Yep. So, that was
so I think here's what I think about her. I think she is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is real. I believe what she says.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's, how do I say this? I don't think she can read everybody all the time. And so I think that she has things that she says to people to make them feel like they're getting something.
Okay.
And I don't think she's doing it to pull the wool over somebody's eyes or to be shady, you know, mm-hmm. like the Fox sisters. She's not trying to pull something.
Yeah.
But I think she wants people to feel like they got something.
Sure.
And so because like I said, you were spot on. Me, not so much. Yeah. The only thing that resonated was the carpal, the tingly hands.
Yeah, she said.
And then I was an empath. But
yeah, she said we're all empaths and we're all healers.
Yeah.
And that, and she said that you would feel tingling in your hands when there's somebody near you that needs to be healed.
Okay. So that's actually, now that you bring that up. So at work today, I have two coworkers who are beefing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is just dealing with some stuff that we've talked about. And I got to work and it started to tingle in my pinky, my middle finger started tingling. Like now, nothing. Like it's totally normal.
Uh-huh.
But I got to work and it was tingling.
Wow.
So I just sent out some of the green energy that she said, because she said green is healing.
Yep. Yep.
And blue was seeing, I think.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because almost every piece of clothing I own is blue.
Yeah.
Even yesterday I was wearing a blue shirt.
Yeah, you were.
So I mean, I don't know. I don't know how, if I'm saying this right, because I don't want to offend anybody. I feel like her gift is not a light switch. You can't just turn it off and on. You can't just make it happen.
And there might be something like, maybe without you knowing it, you may have been blocking her a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
especially once she says one thing that doesn't ring true, you're like, and then maybe you
kind of shut down.
Did like something, and not on purpose.
My mom's mom, like,
yeah,
to me that, and again, I'm not saying she's not right, because she mm-hmm. might be.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say she's not.
Yeah.
But you know, and I was talking to my mom about it, and because I sent her the recording because she wanted to listen to it. It was her mom. And, you know, her mom's been gone for 50 years. She's lived more of her life without her mom than with her mom.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she, you know, wanted that information. And I was like, was that true? Was your mom kind of a spitfire? And she was like, you know, I don't really remember her being that way.
Mm.
But then Jenny also said that she wasn't allowed to show it. Too.
Ah, yeah.
You know, do you remember she said that she wasn't allowed to really express herself? So,
yep.
I'm sort of contradicting myself, and I don't mean to be.
Yeah. Well, but that's good. I mean, whatever you feel is fine.
I enjoyed it. And then, okay. So at the end, this did really resonate with me.
Okay.
When we were doing the, you know, when she had us close our eyes and do that exercise. And
yeah.
So she had us close our eyes and she was asking us questions that we knew, like, well, how do you spell ketchup?
Mm-hmm.
And what's 18 minus
actually, 9? There's a few different ways to spell ketchup. I was like, that was a strange word.
How did you spell it?
I spelled it K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
Perfect. Yeah, that's how you spell it.
There's other ways.
I know. But
cat soup, for example.
Cat soup. And then she's like, so think about those questions and really logical questions that we would know. And then she said, okay, now think about the name of your spirit, of one of your spirit guides. And instantly, without hesitation, Stacy came through, the name Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just intuitive. There was Stacy.
Yep.
And then she said, and what's the message that you get? And then I got, you aren't enough.
Oh.
Like that, like without, again, no hesitation, just like boom.
After I was listening to it today and I heard the Stacy part again, it reminded me, do you remember a couple episodes ago when you were talking about how you were scared being at home and you were afraid something was going to happen with your son, somebody was going to come in the window or something like that, and you were like, oh, I'm going to call 911, and then you did this whole like short play about these people at the 911 place, and one of them, her name was Stacy.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sure of it. I didn't go back and listen, but I'm pretty sure. So I wonder if you really do have a Stacy that's right next to you, following you around all the time, and that's why that's front of mind.
Oh my God. I didn't even... Okay, well, now I got goosebumps right now.
And then I don't remember the name of the other girl that Stacy in your story was talking to.
Yeah. I don't remember. I didn't even remember Stacy. So.
But maybe that whoever that is another.
Okay, literal chills right now.
Isn't that
literal
chills. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it didn't dawn on me yesterday. Mm-hmm. But when I was listening to the recording again, I was like, oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the name she used.
Oh. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did really like that part. And then so she had us do what's her spirit guide saying.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly I heard come back and I started laughing. And so we got done and we opened our eyes and I looked at her and I said, your spirit guide is really funny. She goes, why? What happened? And I said, well, when you said, what's a message for my spirit guide? And I said, instantly I got come back. I said, he's doing business for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I couldn't, I think I was having too much trouble. I was forcing myself to try and feel something and I couldn't. And then she moved on to the next question before I felt like, oh, maybe it's coming. And then she moved on to the next question. So I didn't get any of that with her, like who her guide was or what they had said.
And I didn't get a family member that, because she asked something about like somebody that's visiting or one of her family members, the name of one of her loved ones. And I didn't get anything.
No, I didn't get anything there either.
And I didn't get a message from her loved one either.
No, I didn't either.
But yeah.
But other people did. Other people knew him did. Yeah. But not everybody. But
no.
Yeah.
And then she was talking to Kelly and Amy, who are sisters. And she said, Grandpa's here. And I'm getting blue jays. And right as she said that, two blue jays outside flew by and landed on trees.
Right outside the window.
And they stayed there the rest of the time. It's so bizarre.
I didn't know that birds were doing that. Like, I didn't know that that was a thing. Like, she kept saying, there's cardinals everywhere in this room. They're all over.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that meant. And I guess they're message bringers, right?
So anytime you see a cardinal, if it's not expected, I mean, when do you sit there and be like, oh, it's noon, time for the cardinals,
time for the cardinal.
You know, but it's supposedly somebody, a loved one who's passed away, who's come back to check on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why anytime I see cardinals, I'm always like, oh, my grandma's mm-hmm. here, you know, thinking of me. And
yeah.
now I feel like I've, you know, ignored my other grandma. It's just that I didn't know her, you know, but
she died before you were born.
So,
well, and she told me that my dad was a hawk or an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have this little tiny dog and we have hawks and eagles in our neighborhood, and I'm so scared to let her go out by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, if my dad is going to show up as a hawk or an eagle, he's not going to hurt my puppy.
He's not going to eat her.
And hopefully he would fight off another bird of prey that would try and eat her. But if a hawk or an eagle ever gets my dog, I'll be like, Dad!
Come on, Alan! Ooh. Say what else she said about your dad in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So she said he's real proud of you for doing this and says, why did it take you so long to get started? I'm like, yeah, I say that to myself all the time. I should have done this. Day one of the pandemic, if not sooner.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to get my shit together. I'm a day late and a dollar short for everything. It's always my life. So, but she said, he's right there with you. Mm-hmm. And he loves that you're doing this. And I mentioned about how there have been times when we record and I'm editing it later and I'm like hearing a voice and I'm like, that's not Megan. That's not me. What the heck is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go back and I'll take that clip and I'll enhance it. And it sounds like a voice. I can't make it out. I can't tell what they're saying. And I told her that. And she said, well, it's not what they're saying. It's who it is. And it's him.
Yep. So, Alan, please join us.
Yes,
join us. We would love to hear you.
You can talk in my microphone. When I logged on today, I pulled my microphone out and I said, okay, Dad, if you're here, talk right in here. Talk right into the microphone.
You're here.
Yep. Or you can go to Megan's and talk in there.
Please stay at Amy's. It's not that I don't want you. It's just I'm afraid of ghosts. And I know.
Okay.
I see that you guys, you don't. I see the irony. Okay. I know it's here, but here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Yeah. So if I hear anything strange, I will.
Yes.
Definitely. Now I want to go back. Some of those ones I did like enhance and take a clip out and sent them to you via. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp or whatever. So those I could probably still find.
Yeah. A couple of them were John.
Yes,
I know there was one that for sure was John.
Yeah.
Okay. So during this recap, I have officially like contradicted myself a little bit. Yeah. Cause like I said, some things I didn't believe, but some things I'd like the whole spirit guide thing that was instantaneous. Like Stacy came through loud and
so
clear.
Crazy.
And now I've got to go back and listen to that because if that is true.
I want to say it was like two episodes ago.
Yeah, I remember it because John was out and I remember I was sitting on my couch with my phone in my hand. Like, when do I dial 911?
Yep.
When they're coming in? When is it? So
I don't know.
That is insane.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun day. I would go back
fun.
And do it again.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do it again. And in fact, I mentioned to my friend Heather that I would like to go if she wanted to go with me.
I'll go again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Heather's mom passed away not terribly long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very close with her mom. So, I mean,
if
she will probably start bawling the second she gets in the room.
Probably.
If she does this.
We did.
But, yeah.
Honestly, before she even really started, we sat down.
Yeah.
And she was like, this can get emotional. And poof.
Yeah.
We all teared up.
I'm like, why is there Kleenex everywhere? And then pretty soon I'm like, my face is all wet.
You're like, oh, yeah, this is why.
It was just a weird, like, overwhelming feeling. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't sad. It was.
No.
It was actually, it felt kind of like almost elation. It was like you said, it's a, you know, safe place and surrounded by, you know,
like-minded,
cool, amazing women.
Yeah.
And it just, I just felt
safe.
Elevated, I guess.
Yeah.
And it
maybe
was
it's because we're all empaths.
Yeah, that could be.
That we, because, and one thing she said that did resonate with me. I'm sorry. I'm so contradicting myself. But as we're talking,
you just like, needed to talk coming, it out.
Yeah. So one thing she really said, and I've felt this way before, being an empath, we take on others' emotions.
Yep.
And I'll be sitting there feeling very anxious.
Yep.
Like, what's going on? What do I have to worry about? What is going wrong with me? And there's nothing going wrong.
It's not you.
And it's not me.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting with a coworker today. We were having lunch and she was like, oh, I'm really anxious today. And I said, okay, well, when I went yesterday, she said, you know, I'm an empath. And my coworker's like, I am too. And I said, okay, so what you need to do, you need to ask yourself, is this mine or is it somebody else's? Because I believe so many times I've had somebody else's anxiety.
Yep.
But I've thought it's mine. And I'm sitting there going, okay, what haven't I done? Okay, my bills are all paid.
I'm missing something.
What am I? I'm not in school. I don't have homework. I'm just, oh my God, I don't have appointments. You know, and you're just sitting there losing your shit. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, that wasn't me. That was somebody else's.
Yep.
She compared us to sponges. And like, you know, when we're, if you think about a dry sponge and you pour water on them, it just expands. And if you think about an empath and we just take people's emotions in, eventually there's nowhere else for that to go.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that she said, you take on other people's anxiety and I take on other people's pain and sadness.
Yes.
And she said that I hold it in my neck. And
yes,
when my dad died, the night that my dad died, I went to sleep before he died. He died at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I went to sleep in bed just like normal. Woke up at 6 to feed the dogs. And I had a text from Jackie, my dad's wife, saying that he had passed away at 4 o'clock or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that morning when I woke up, my neck was so sore, my neck and shoulders. And I felt that pain for, I'm not exaggerating, at least 3 months.
Wow.
And I was like, well, I'm wondering if that was Jackie's pain that I was feeling.
I also, my first thought too, is not only her, but maybe your dad's pain at the end of not being able to communicate, of not being able to be himself and be that outgoing, you know, bubbly person that he was. And she said, my back is where my pain is. You guys, I go to a chiropractor every 2 weeks for back pain.
Yep. She was spot on with that.
Yeah. Damn it. She was good. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. And I think that's really good for both of us to remember. And any other empaths out there listening, remember, is this mine or is this somebody else's?
Somebody else's.
And there's a way to learn how to sort of block that. You can still feel empathy for somebody, but don't
let it consume you
as yours.
Yes. Don't absorb it.
Yeah.
Kind of think of it maybe like the feathers of a duck.
Yeah.
The water touches you and it rolls off rolls of right you. Off.
Yeah.
You feel those emotions. You can acknowledge them, but let them roll away.
Yeah. It's not your pain to bear.
We have our own shit to bear.
That's
right. We have our own, everybody has their own issues, their own feelings, their own anxieties, insecurities, anger, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We don't need to add to it.
Right. Well, and you and I are both also Libras.
Yes.
And we both are, so we're both always trying to balance things and
everybody
make sure
out.
Everybody's happy
fix
and everything's
everybody.
Fixed.
Yep.
Yep. And so that's part of it. Like, oh, if I take that pain away, then they're not going to feel pain anymore.
Yep.
And
they'll be fixed. They'll be balanced.
Yep. And then I've done my job. But that is very dangerous. I shouldn't say dangerous. It's very.
But it's emotionally dangerous.
Not
you
healthy.
Can be overwhelmed.
It's not
you
healthy.
You can get
for
overwhelmed.
To do that.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Yeah.
You can acknowledge other, you know, you can lead the horse to water. You can't make it drink.
Yeah.
You can acknowledge that other people have issues or whatever they have. But if they don't want to address them, you can't do that for them.
No.
I've had to learn that the hard way.
It is. It is hard. I know. I've done that my whole life.
But yeah, I would 100% go back. I gave her a hug at the end.
Yeah, like, you did.
I was like, can I give you a hug? It reminds me of when I was a long time ago, I got into a car accident, the first car accident I've ever been in my entire life and the only one I've ever been in my entire life. The policeman got there And I was like, can I have a hug? And he's like, what?
Okay.
I'm like, I'm just sobbing. Can I have a hug? And he's just like awkward, like one-handed.
Pat
on the You could tell he didn't have kids. Like, okay, this is weird. So that's what she was not like that. She was she gave a really
She was
good
very
hug.
Warm.
She yeah.
was very warm and friendly.
She was like, I would love that. And I'm like, no,
I would love that. Oh yeah, it was a good experience. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I think it'd be fun to do a one-on-one too, but I like the idea of the
group
and like, you know, like we talked about this one person that showed up 2 seconds before we started. Yep. And by the end of the day we did go out afterwards and have little snacks and and chit chat about, kind of decompress about what we saw and what we felt, and you know, walked away best friends. So yeah.
We're in a group chat, you guys.
Yeah,
we're basically best friends now.
Yeah. So, and that was, I think, part of that was just that sort of really being vulnerable and that kind of openness and rawness. I mean, we were all crying, and you know, it was just. Oops, I banged my.
Don't bang it. No. She bangs. She bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves. Anyways, who doesn't love a little Ricky Martin?
That's right.
Yes. So I, at the end of the day, I would go back talking it through. I've realized there was more that I got out of it than I initially thought.
Okay.
But again, it's just. There's so much that happens, and we were there, you guys, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
It started at 1:00, and we got done at 3:30.
Yep.
I bet she was just drained.
She was probably super drained because she has also was not tip top shape. She had broken her leg or her ankle.
Her ankle, like the day before,
a couple days before.
Yeah.
So she was, yeah. And some of those exercises we learned how to do too, the leaning forward or the holding something and you lean forward if it's yes and then back if it's no. Your body
But
just
your
does
body
it.
Does it. And you're it, not, it not, did it.
Yeah.
Like it we did a couple of things. Like you would just sit there and you ask yourself a question. Like she passed around Mountain Dew and you asked yourself, like internally, do I like this? And I leaned back and I don't like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I did too.
It was really interesting.
It was weird. She was saying that, like, you could do that if you want to figure out if you're, like, lactose intolerant or gluten intolerant. You can just actually write gluten down on a piece of paper and hold
or
it next to you.
Or an ingredient if you don't, like, And she said if you have small kids, you can do that for them before you give them a new food. Like, you introduce new food to them. Like, will they like this? So... I can tell you almost everything I introduce to my son, it'll be a no. It's very picky. Right now, we like pretzels.
Oh, okay.
Just pretzels all day long.
Oh, good. Well,
for dinner a couple nights, he's had pretzels and animal crackers. Nailing it.
You just got to keep him alive.
Exactly. He wants more, he'll tell me. So,
yeah.
So, all right. Anything else before
we
sign off?
Well, one thing I wanted to do is, you know, Jenny was, the psychic was talking about how, you know, include my dad in the podcast.
Yes.
And I've been wanting to do this for a long time anyway. I just haven't really found the right time. So, my dad, he ended up with Alzheimer's or dementia toward the end, right?
Oh, he did? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But he had been getting goofy for some time before that. I mean, he was always goofy. He came out goofy. But he, like, even when you met him, he was already, like, sometimes just saying weird shit that doesn't make sense, you know?
Okay. Yep.
And Jackie, bless her heart, wrote down everything that my dad said that was funny. And she had this whole book of stuff that he wrote down that he thought was funny.
Okay, that's beautiful.
I have a Word document that is multi-pages long of all of his quotes. And I want to put them like on t-shirts and shit because some of them are very funny.
Yeah.
So I picked out a couple. And I was thinking maybe we could end the show. We can still do a dad joke if we want to, but we can end a show
I love this much better.
With something that...
An Alanism.
An Alanism That's something that my dad had said. Like I said, I've got a whole...
Let's do it.
I've got several pages of them. I picked out two.
Okay.
Number 13 is, don't make me say something I don't understand.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then number 18 was, this was after receiving regular instead of decaf coffee. I'll be dancing snake shit in about an hour.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing you can look forward to.
That's, I love it.
Yeah. So
we'll end with Alanisms.
Yeah. All right. All right. I think we're good.
I'm going to go listen to that episode now.
Yeah.
Now I've got to
figure out who Stacy's friend is, Stacy's coworker at the 911 dispatch center.
Yeah. Maybe that's another guide I have.
Maybe that's another guide.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, everybody. Cool. We'll follow this up next week.
Yep. Yep. For sure.
Well, thanks, right. Everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please reach out if you have a suggestion for which episode of The Dead Files we should cover next, or if you have a spooky story you'd like us to share on the show. We can be reached at theactivitycontinues@gmail.com or through our website or any of our socials. Links are all in the description of the show. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when The Activity Continues. The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. We are also proud members of the BooPod network of super cool podcasts.
Nailed it.